Today, we're talking about how to eat well without overspending. Food costs have soared, so what can we do to feed ourselves and our family? Wholesome meals without overspending, especially at this time of year, with the holiday season looming. Welcome to the Lavoni and Sarah Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Lavoni.
And I'm Sarah. With food often being one of the biggest costs on our monthly budget, we're looking at ways to curb overspending. We're talking about creating a food budget, meal planning, taking stock of what's on hand in the pantry and freezer, and looking at ways to eat wholesome food on a budget. And we'll chat recipes and ideas of what to cook during the holidays.
Before we delve into this episode, let's talk about the two-week challenge set in the dopamine episode. Sarah, can you please remind us what the challenge was?
Sure thing. So the challenge was to give ourselves a mark out of five on how we were currently feeling. So this was back 2 weeks ago. The sort of factors that we were going to look at making changes to were sleep and food and rest and organisation. And then the challenge was to mark yourself again once we'd made some alterations to each of those things and give ourselves a new mark. So fire away. Come on. Well, you said you were like a one or something at the beginning.
Oh, God, I was one for most of them.
Yeah.
Because I've just come out of the photo shoot from hell.
Mm-hmm. It was lengthy.
So it was like one, one, and one. So one was so one of the things was how you're feeling. Well, it was a one then, but now I'm like a four.
Ooh, wow.
Me and me, yeah. I'm just a relief that I'm done with it,
wow.
I guess. Yeah.
You need a
yeah.
bit of what you're having.
Or not having.
Oh, well.
It's the not having. And then about like what were the other things?
So we had
I did have
sleep,
it written down.
Food, rest,
sleep.
And organization.
Oh, sleep's still a one. Sleep's shit. Organization, that's definitely up there. Maybe not a five.
Right.
Maybe like a solid 3.5. No, yeah, four. I don't know, I like being organized. I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things after 3 weeks of chaos. And food is good. I think I'm down like 27 pounds.
Wow, that is
Yeah.
really good.
Yeah. So food's pretty good. And water, I think that was the other thing, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't write that one down, but yeah.
Yeah.
Was.
No, water is ranges from like a 3 to a 5. Just depends on the day.
That's just showing off.
Yeah. Or exercise. Exercise is a 1, soon to be a 5.
Okay. You're going to be
Yeah.
honest.
It's called self-preservation. But I got like loads of steps in. It's a lot of work cooking and food
That's the
styling.
Thing. You're still, it's not like you were just sat doing nothing. You were
Oh, God, no. No.
something.
No. Yeah. My back is reminding me of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about you?
I'm not really the one to ask.
You're just like, everything's ones, let's move on.
I'm not
that?
really the one to ask. I'm only a co-host on the podcast, but let's just move on.
Well, I almost completely like just didn't
include
you today in my.
Well, I think I was a 3 across the board, and then I feel like every ounce of dopamine has left my body and my whole existence. I'm like, what is that? Yeah, it's fine. It's just one of those sort of
times.
slumps.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're back in autumn again. We're back in
we
autumn
are back
again, are we?
To the beginning.
Back in autumn. Yeah, back to the beginning. That's all right.
It's fine.
We have lots
no, I'm
of
okay.
Overs.
You know, I'm not, I haven't left, lost all hope, but I've just got to refocus, I think, and
right.
Yeah, hunker on down.
My,
But, yeah.
Mine that I need to work on is definitely the sleep. Although the more I try, the worse it gets.
Of course,
But sleep and exercise. But I think with the exercise will come the sleep. And, you know, I like to exercise. I'm one of those weird people that actually likes to exercise. So I'm just looking forward to getting into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, not having to be sitting in traffic at 7 a.m.
For me, it's just motivation's left the building. I'm just like, I just
Right.
don't know where it's
But you
lurking.
know that it's never going to just go, surprise, here I am.
Here I am. It would
You
be quite
just have
nice.
to,
Ta-da!
I know, it just
Anyway.
doesn't work that way, sadly. Oh,
Let's move on.
let's move on. Yeah, stay tuned on that.
Yeah,
Yes.
thanks. I'm doing
Hopefully,
really well
if
for
anybody.
everybody.
If anybody did that, hopefully they're doing better. So better. So
Yeah.
I've got like pages of saving tips, and I think I'm sure a lot of people know about them already. But you know what's number one on my list?
Yeah, go on then.
It's to shop at Aldi.
Yeah.
Is that bad? This isn't a plug for Aldi. We're not getting sponsored or anything.
No.
But
Although I quite liked it because I
honestly,
really like
I
I
know.
so this is the
You're
thing.
the Aldi over there is much, much nicer than the
Oh, is
Aldis
it?
here. Well, you just have like fresh herbs in pots. That was enough for me. Yeah. Although my Aldi's
You
quite nice. Not all Aldis, I think, are nice. But yeah, it was just, I don't know, I liked yours.
Well, before we had one built, probably I don't know how many years ago, not that long ago, here in I live in outside I live in the countryside, but outside a really small town, and they built one
Lives
there.
outside.
Outside,
She's
just
not living
outside,
outside.
outside. I'm just going to move outside. And before that, I was always a Waitrose supermarket person, which is a very expensive supermarket, but lovely choice, blah, blah, blah. Never thought I was going to deviate. And then all of a sudden, you can't get me out of the blooming Aldi. Now I'm like, I'm in
Oh,
every day.
right.
It's like,
Yeah.
yeah, really, we get
Any
to, I agree,
whole
it doesn't.
Canada doesn't have them.
Really? Why is that then?
I don't know. Because they're all across the US.
Did you not contact Aldi for a response?
Right. Well, I didn't know about them while I lived there.
Oh, maybe they have,
Yeah.
surely.
No, they don't.
Still no.
My Canadian friends say no. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe they just don't like Canadians.
No, that
They're not
can't be.
as
Who
nice as
doesn't
people
like
think.
Canadians?
Yeah,
That's not true.
some of them are right. I'm joking. I've got very good Canadian friends. But anyway, that was the first thing that popped into my mind was Aldi.
Really?
Or Aldi is like Australia and the UK say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Thanksgiving here. Because, Canadians do Thanksgiving in October, which I think is really good.
Yeah.
But here it's like a month before Christmas and it's
Yeah.
late this year. So it's like it's a really busy time and a really expensive time for a lot of families. And people feel like they have to just go just mad with the
All
food,
out.
and that all adds up, and suddenly it's hundreds of dollars. So this year I'm going to do something different. One, I'm not cooking turkey, not because I don't want to. It's just I'm not that crazy about turkey.
Right.
So if I'm not that crazy about it, nobody else is eating it.
No one else is having
Nobody else is having it. So I'm doing one meat.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to do a few sides. I'm not going to do like six sides like I normally do. And I'm just keeping it simple. So I think that's a really big way. And that's not just with your holiday food, don't you think? That's with anything.
Yeah.
The simpler you keep your food, the less you have to buy, really.
And also the tidying up, that's what puts me off sometimes. I'm like, oh God, you've cooked it all, and then you've got this
Right.
massive kitchen to clear, all that sort of stuff. So I think
Yeah.
also the more simple you keep your offering, then the less sorting out you're gonna have to do afterwards, which is a big
Right.
one as well.
This year, everybody's just getting a one-pan dinner for Thanksgiving.
Just literally
Right,
one plate, one pan, that's it.
that's it. Yeah, done. Meal plans, as we know, that I think is a really big thing too.
It
And
is.
to
I
be
did write that
realistic
down.
about it, don't, because, in the past, I will admit, I set myself some very lofty goals with what I'm going to cook, and then I lose interest.
It's okay to have some days which are really easy days, and then there's some days which
Right.
put a bit more effort into the dishes.
Right.
So.
I made 4 liters of, I didn't intend to make that much of tomato soup the other day and last weekend. And my sister's like, "You're mad. You've been working with food all week and you spent all weekend cooking." Yeah.
So what do?
Anyway,
Freeze it?
I just froze it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I use canned tomatoes because I had so many in the freezer. And I thought, well, I'm going to clean the pantry. No, I didn't have them in the freezer.
You
I
had
had
them
so
in the,
many canned tomatoes in the pantry. Cleaning the pantry out this weekend. So I wanted to get rid of some of the stuff. And I'm
Right.
like, I will make tomato soup. And then all you need to do is just make a good grilled cheese sammy to go with it. That's good.
Yum.
But definitely planning ahead and meal prepping. And then you can see, like if you've got an app where you order food, you can see what your costs are
Yeah.
rather than when you get to the end and you've put everything through and you're like, oh. But setting yourself a budget and sticking to it, I think
So that's what I've
that's
been doing.
hard, but I think it's really
So what
important.
I do is I set my monthly budget and then I break that down to a weekly budget, and I actually then transfer that across to a different account so that, because I may not do my full shop in one go, so I can't, necessarily see where I am
Right.
against that budget.
Excuse
So
me.
because it's on a separate account or separate card, I can actually, and it's an app as well, so I can keep it really monitored. I can see where I am against my weekly budget, and that really helps.
That's a good
Because I think
idea.
otherwise you get to the end of the month and you've run so short because you're a bit long, you've overspent, and gone a bit crazy at
Right.
the beginning of the month thinking you're a bit flush, and then by the end things are looking a bit tight. So I do that. I break it down onto a weekly budget, a shopping budget, and just completely separate it out. And funnily enough, actually, I recommended that my son did that when he went to uni, because obviously he's in that world of managing his own money with regards to,
Right.
manage his own money on everything else, but with regards to the food budget, he did it when he went traveling, so that helped. But that's how he also now does it too, is kind of separates off a weekly amount so he knows where he's at for, and then everything else he's got for the rest of his spending.
So
But
you said you have a separate account for that?
I do, yeah, I use it. I have
Okay.
a separate bank account. And I just, so the only thing I use that account for is my weekly food shop, and just separate it off. I mean, there's lots of different accounts. You can get ones where you have different buckets, don't you? Where you can almost separate out your money as well. So there's loads of different ways that people can do it. But yeah, I keep mine in a separate account. One of the tips I was also going to share, and this is something that I'm very wary of, is really cutting back on your eating out or your
Yes, oh, for
takeaway
sure.
food, because
Yeah.
it's an expensive thing to do, particularly now with all of these costs soaring. And understandably, restaurants, etc., that the price of eating out is so much more than it ever was. And
Yeah.
so I don't not go, but I just treat it as a real treat to do that rather than something, because of the way that I run my budget, it's not something I'm in a position to do all the time. So I may say to myself within my budget, okay, I'm gonna say that twice in that month I'll eat out. And so I've set more money aside for that because it is an expensive thing to do. We don't have takeaways, but if people do have takeaways, be mindful of that as well, because that certainly eats into your food budget because they are
Right.
expensive. So whether it's a Chinese takeaway or a pizza delivery or something, they're expensive, aren't they, compared to getting food in for yourself?
See, we don't have any choice where I
Yeah.
live because it's like on the edge of the country, on countryside. So it's a food, it's a culinary desert here.
Yes. Well,
And
luckily we
so
don't get it delivered here. So if we've got
Right.
one choice, if we or two choices, if we wanted to go and get something anyway. So we just don't have it now. But that is one thing to be mindful of when you're doing an honest review of your food budget and where it's going. So that's one thing, is go back over your spending for the last month, 3 months.
It can be shocking.
It'll be really surprising. You're like, where did that go? Where did this go? And it's not really necessarily just your weekly shop that's eating away at your food allowance budget money. It's all the other things that go with it that all of a sudden, if you have a
Amazon.
yeah, but even within food, if you were just looking at food, so have you popped in and had a coffee and cake? Well, if you do that two, three times a week, that adds up. Have you had lunch out? Have you had a number of meals out? So yeah, have a really good review and edit about where you are spending your money. That's one tip.
I also have things like using frozen veggies. Like if you're making a soup, one, frozen veggies are quick. They're frozen at their peak, so they don't sit around in a grocery store for ages. And they're just super handy to have on hand. So if you've made something like a stir fry and you've got rice left over, you can make easily and quickly make a fried rice, especially if you've got some stir fried veggies. But and berries and things like that for smoothies, they're so much cheaper. But when your people are buying fresh, and I mean, this just seems reasonable, I think, is to buy in season because that will make a difference. You don't need strawberries in February, unless they're frozen, which is fine. And maybe oh, this is just saying limiting options. That's another thing too, is that when you sit down to eat, like I'm all one for eating veggies, but you don't need five different vegetables at every meal, as long as you're eating well over the course of, a week or a month. But
I do
just
agree with
so
that, but then also I think sometimes, don't you think that's a good way of kind of filling out your plate sometimes rather
that's
than
what I
if
was just
you're,
about to
yeah,
say,
gonna have the
yeah,
meat and potentially
bulking
the
it
food's
out.
expensive, yeah.
I made a stir fry last night, and I just, when I crave something apart from like chocolate or cake, but when I crave like orange veggies or beef, which I've really been craving, probably because we've been working on a pretend meat book.
Yes.
I just had to have beef, and I really wanted a stir fry, a sweet, spicy stir fry. I just had one little steak that I took out, thinly sliced it. But by the time I put some carrots and some, peas and things like that in there, it was like, God, it made so much.
Yeah.
So now, I've got leftovers. So definitely, yeah, for that. But don't feel like that there always has to be so much variety, whether it's just
No.
the holidays or just making your own food. Some people can eat on one, like leftovers all week. I get bored with that. Well, that's another thing that's really good is if you get like a cheaper cut of meat, like say you're in Costco and maybe they have some stuff on special, like pork or whatever. And then you can take it, cook it, like, slow cooked pulled pork thing, and you can freeze that. You can turn it into tacos, enchiladas,
Yeah.
per dinner soup. There's so many things. So you do have stuff on hand, for those days where you don't feel like cooking
I
too.
was going to
I
say
think
that
that's
about
always good.
particularly in Aldi, but any of the supermarkets, when you're going round, if you go particularly normally at the end of a day, they often have discounted sections, don't they? Because it's got to be sold by the next day, for example. So the use by date is still
Right.
perfectly in date. Particularly Aldi here, they then put 30% off on any of the things, whether it's vegetables or the meat. The use by date is the next day, so it's not been unheard of for me to go, okay, well, I'll get a couple of those then, and I'm not going to use either. I use one for tonight's meal and then the other one I'll put in the freezer, or I'll just put them both in
Right.
the freezer. They're good for at least a month, and then actually all you've done is taken 30% off the cost of what you were buying, and it's not going to harm
Right.
by going in the freezer. So that's another good tip, is to just think ahead a little bit, and even if you don't have a need for it straight away, you can pop it in the freezer, and then you know that you can get that out next week and have another good
Right.
meal from it.
Make sure it's wrapped properly, and then if you take it out of its wrapping, label it. Because you get those little surprise meats in there
Oh,
in the
okay. Like, what is
freezer.
this? Goat.
That and that's something that yeah, that's something that I have on my list too, is to take a stock take of the freezer and pantry. I have I used to have a chest freezer which did my head in. I mean, I was grateful that I had it a separate freezer. But I bought an upright one, partly for the work that I do. Plus, I like, especially in winter, I like opening it, seeing pots of soup and
Yeah.
stews and things like that. But do a stock take. That's what I'm doing now. I've had bags of frozen veggies, things left over from either photo shoots or recipe testing that I've done. I'm just using those things up. So I've done the freezer, and now I'm doing this weekend, I'm doing the pantry. And I've just been hanging on to some jars. I've got some labels. So we have problems with mice just because of it is the country.
Yeah.
And even though we have, traps that don't listen to people. But they still like to get into things. So I have to put everything in jars. And when you get busy, I don't. So and they get into it. So but it's nice to see everything if you've got jars and
Yeah.
labels, and make sure you use labels. Sometimes when I just think, I'll just stick it in there, I'll remember what it is, and then,
Yeah,
two
and you
weeks
never
later you
do.
don't. So that's just something. Just before you do anything, do a stock take of what you actually have on hand. And if you buy like stuff in bulk, that's great if you get to use it. Especially cans aren't so bad, but especially the fresh stuff. Maybe you could split it with a family or something. But I think the amount of times that I thought, I will eat that giant bag of peas or spinach or whatever from Costco, and you end up tossing half of it out. That's another thing too, if you are buying things like beans, like green beans or peas, like sugar snap peas or whatever, if you take them out of the plastic and put them into something glass, have glass containers, they keep longer.
Did they?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. if you know those plastic bags that they have at the store, if you put
Yeah.
stuff in those and leave it, it doesn't last as long.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what
Interesting.
I do that
Okay.
now. And it makes a considerable difference too. If you're making a recipe that has things that you don't always use all the time, things like ginger, for example, I keep that in the freezer
Yeah.
just because I don't always use
It's
it.
to waste otherwise.
Right. And then spices too, if you think, oh, I really want to make that. And I'm mindful of when I write recipes about that, but still you want people to push the boat out a little bit sometimes. But then either, if you liked it, then make it again, or think of other things that you can put it in, find recipes rather than just
Yeah.
have them sit there. Less expensive cuts of meat. Oh, you don't really eat meat that much, but that's always a good way.
Yeah, it is.
Especially in winter, for soups and stews and things like that. What were you going to say?
I also then I had thinking about filling meals so that when you are making, I make sure that it's a really good, wholesome, filling meal because then
Right.
you'll snack or want to snack less. So as well as that being better for, your health, it means you're not buying the snacks or we don't need to keep getting extra food. So I think really think about how filling the meal is when you're cooking it and then bulking that out with vegetables or potatoes or rice or something. And also I would say drinking water as opposed to then buying fizzy pop or all of the other stuff. And I think that also is if you are trying to save some money, that makes a big impact and will benefit your health because getting your water intake up means you're not buying the other drinks and will then help you.
Eggs, that's something that I have on my list too. I mean, if you are entertaining people here, I don't know if it's the same there. Americans love deviled eggs. You know, where you cook the eggs,
Okay,
peel them, cut them in half, scrape out, take out the yolk, but that was something. I love those. And that's quite a cheap
it is.
little appy type thing that you can put out for people to do. But eggs, you can make so many different things with eggs.
Yeah, we eat a lot of eggs.
Like a potato and egg frittata or something, for
We
example.
did one the other
And
night.
that's with
We
a
loaded loads
salad.
of vegetables in it. So we got back late from traveling. We'd been down to Cornwall and we got back and we did exactly that. We just boiled baby potatoes and then cut those up and put those, lightly pan fried them, put them in with loads of different vegetables, did the egg and then popped it under the grill to finish it off. So it's really nice and fluffy and served it with a salad. It's a really quick meal. It's a really cheap meal, very filling and actually looks visually appealing as well, doesn't it? When you do pop it under the grill. Can I just
And then
do a
you've got
heads up,
leftovers
everybody?
too.
Do not then forget that you've put the whole frying pan, as I did this week. Yeah. I used the oven glove
You
to take it
grabbed
out,
it.
put it up on the top of the stove, took the oven glove off, went to do something else, turned around and picked up the handle again. Oh,
No,
dear, dear, dear. So, yes, be
leave that
careful,
glove on
everybody, of
there.
the handle that's been in the oven.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
But yes, I
Dried
agree. I think that's
beans,
a really good meal.
people know that. Like dried beans, even canned beans are cheap. I know I
Yeah.
keep saying that I'm making a chickpea curry, but I really am this weekend because I got bulk order of
Okay.
chickpeas from Costco.
Another really reasonable meal in the one that I actually really enjoy and we have quite a lot is a baked potato with a can of tinned tuna.
Oh, okay.
So you sort of we I just bake the potato, take the inside of the potato out, and then just basically put the tuna through that and then put it back, and then I have it with a nice big salad on the side. That's a really cheap meal because obviously a can of tuna is next to nothing, or salmon if people prefer that, whatever their fish of choice would be in. baking a potato. I do my, proper baked potato in the oven, so nice crispy skin, and then just scoop it out and put the tuna through. With whatever people choose, but if mayo, if they like, whatever, but a nice big salad on the side, really cheap meal, filling meal, and a healthy meal.
Potatoes are
So,
awesome.
yeah.
They are good for you. They've got fiber and potassium. I want to do so here pot pies, they call them pot pies, are
Right.
really popular, especially around Thanksgiving after using up the turkey. So it's like a pie that just has a top, doesn't have any bottom.
Right, okay.
But what I'm going to do is take that filling, so it's like a velouté, like a stock base sauce, and I just use frozen peas and carrots in it, garlic, onion, And then, it's good if you've got leftover chicken or turkey. But I'm going to take a potato and I'm going to cut it, scoop out the filling, right? A baked potato, put the chicken pot pie mixture into the potato, mash the top, put it back on it with a
Oh,
little
turn that into
cheese.
like the
So
pie. A
it's
pie
like a
potato.
pie potato type thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Chicken pot pie potato. Yeah. And I mean that's not expensive to
No,
do.
nope.
Yeah, making your own stocks too. I just keep all the chicken bones, the bits if I've got leek, carrots, stuff like that. I keep them in a bag in the freezer. And then, oh my goodness, it cleared out so much space because we cook for Ramsay, my
Yeah.
dog, gets homemade food. And so I always buy stuff, like chicken that's on the bone. And because it's cheaper. Like that's another thing too. Things like drumsticks, they call them
Yes.
drumsticks.
Or
Yeah.
thighs
Like
as
chicken.
well. They're cheaper, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, drumsticks are really cheap. They're also really good to make stock with. So if you're making a turkey and you want to make some good stock, because those containers of stock are like, what, $4 or something?
Yeah, a lot,
Those
aren't they?
little
Yeah.
containers. I mean, you can make a big pot for just a few dollars,
Yeah.
But drumsticks are really good, baked in the oven with some. Basted in some like soy sauce and honey. That's and rice with some greens. That's such a simple, quick and easy meal to
Well, we
make
have
too.
one you mentioned earlier, we have an egg fried rice quite a lot as well. So we have
Right,
loads
right.
of vegetables in that, and that's another favorite. Really quick, really,
Yeah.
yeah, really cheap, but a good
And then
filling
you've got
meal. So.
leftovers too. That's fried rice is always good for that. Another thing I do too, because I always end up with bits of different cheese in the fridge. You probably don't nowadays.
What is
Sarah's
that?
partner has a
Allergy
dairy
to everything
intolerance.
ever. Let's just
Right. An
that.
allergy to breathing. Yeah,
Everything ever.
sorry. But for me, with the work that I do, I end up with like often it's cheese that I might not buy. But so I put it all into a bust it up and put it all in the food processor and blitz it up. So, because some of it I can't grate because it's
Yeah.
sliced. And then I freeze it in little bags. So, if I want to
Oh,
make a
okay.
frittata or, if I
Yeah,
want to
nice.
top some enchilada or something with cheese, there it is. And it
Ready to
saves it going
go.
moldy and wasting it. So, yeah, that's
Nice.
just another little thing.
One thing I was going to say when you talked about the holiday expense, and obviously it is huge, whether that's Christmas or Thanksgiving. One way that I deal with that is that I buy ahead quite a lot. So instead of waiting for
Oh,
the
yes.
actual date, I help try to spread the cost over a number of weeks beforehand. And so things like I've just bought my potatoes now and I'm going to sort of parboil them and pre-roast them a little bit and then put them in the freezer. So ready for Christmas Day, actually, all of my prep is done, but it means that I've already spread the cost of starting to get some of these things early. So as well as you getting your head of the game with getting some prep underway, you have spread that load. So most of these things will last for a good amount of time. The turkey can, if you're getting a turkey crown, for example, could go in the freezer. You don't have to wait until the week before because that doesn't half feel heavy on the budget, doesn't it? When you just go in and do a huge shop, you're thinking, oh my God, to
Yes,
sell my right arm or
definitely.
something. But
Yeah,
so
that's a good idea to have stuff done ahead.
really, yeah, I sort of spread the cost.
I keep all the little bits and pieces of bread too, and I do the same thing with that. I just blitz them up in the food processor. So the challenge this week, I set the challenge.
You did.
Sarah usually does, and it's a big one, but
Okay,
brace
ready.
yourself.
I'm ready.
So it's sorting and tidying the freezer, the fridge, and the freezer. Okay. And if you feel good when you do all that. So take everything out, look at
Give a
what
good
you've
clean.
got, give it a good clean. I've got lots of different olives. So I'm going to do some stuff with olives this weekend too, like that fish thing that you talked about.
Oh, it's delish.
So do that with the fridge, the freezer, and the pantry.
Okay.
And make sure you've got some jars. You can, if you want to get some cheap like mason or ball jars or something, some labels, but put stuff in things that you can see it, not just all
Yeah.
shoved in there, piled up. Yeah. And it will keep better too in nice jars. And take stock, okay, of what ingredients you have on hand. Come up with some meal prep ideas. I mean, the internet's like, there's so much
Yep.
there, right? So come up with some meal prep ideas. And also, if you know, maybe there is something in there for the holidays that you could do. If you've got, you know, lots of cans of corn or something, or corn in the freezer, you could do some nice sort of corn side. You know, I don't know. There's so many. I could just do a podcast about this. But anyway,
Just about food.
we don't have time. What's that?
Just about food, basically.
Just about food. I know. I know. Well, it's such a good subject.
It is.
So that's the challenge, okay, for the coming
Okay,
week.
tick. Got it.
Fridge, freezer, pantry, take stock, put stuff in jars, pitch what you don't, you know.
Yeah.
And nuts and stuff like that. I keep saying, I'm fully aware people don't have all the space, but I keep nuts in jars in the freezer too because they go rancid so quickly.
Oh, do
So
they?
things like that, yeah, if you don't use often, like granola, all that sort of stuff, that and oats, they all go rancid quite fast. Next week we are discussing what is your truth, what's holding you back from achieving the goals you set for the life you really want. Is it fear, overwhelm, procrastination, maybe? It's time to come clean and ask yourself the uncomfortable questions and be completely honest with yourself. And perhaps it's avoidance surfacing as another symptom. But remember, the truth will set you free.
Indeed. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to check out our website for new posts each week as we dive deeper into each episode. You can find our links to Instagram and our YouTube channel in the show notes below. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We truly appreciate your support. And so until next week, bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.